I nearly lost an hour of my life because I was arguing with myself instead of calling someone I love. I kept scrolling, telling myself I didn't need to risk the conversation, until the silence of the day began to feel heavier than the apology.
Welcome to Why I Love. I'm Nigel. If you've ever let an inner critic keep you from a real repair, stay with me. Today, I'll share a tiny ritual I call the echo practice, 4 steps that turn that inner argument into a neighborly invitation.
Here's a question I want to leave with you as we move. What would happen if your inner voice became someone you'd actually show up for?
It was a gray, early morning. My coffee had gone cold in the mug on the counter. My phone kept lighting up with messages, and I could still hear a line from the night before in my head. I kept telling myself, "You're clumsy with people," like a broken record. I went through the motions of the day and kept avoiding the call that might have fixed it.
Finally, standing by the sink with the cold mug, I asked the voice a question. "Why are you scared?" That one question shifted everything. I stopped defending. I leaned in, and a small repair began with 2 sentences. "I'm sorry. I miss you."
Why does that matter? Because the way we treat ourselves becomes the template for how we treat others. Think about it. If your inner life is sharp and impatient, what spills out? If it's gentle and curious, what then becomes possible? Isn't that wild?
There's real science behind this. Self-compassion calms our nervous system. It gives us permission to risk small repairs instead of hiding. And culturally, our phones and screens make focused listening harder than ever. We need a practice that's short, portable, and practical. Something you can do while making coffee, waiting in line, or before bed.
So let me give you the echo practice in 1 clean line. Listen. Name. Respond. Act. 4 steps. Small enough to do often. Big enough to change how you meet people.
Step 1. Listen. Notice the tone of your inner voice right now. Is it tired? Defensive? Worried? Don't fix it. Just hear it. Even a short, honest notice lowers the volume of the critic.
Step 2. Name it. Give the feeling a label. That's fear. That's shame. That's protection. Naming creates space. It's not agreement. It's recognition. Try it out loud. That's worry.
Step 3. Respond with kindness. Picture the neighbor next door. Not perfect, just human. What would you say if they were standing there, embarrassed or scared? "I'm here with you. You're not alone." Offer 1 sentence. Keep it real. Keep it small.
Step 4. Act outwardly. Translate that inner warmth into 1 tiny, tangible step towards someone else within the next 24 hours. The goal isn't to fix everything. The goal is to show up, humbly and simply.
If you want a micro script to use right now, try this. Send a 30-second message. "Hey, I've been thinking about you. Can we talk later? I miss you." It's short. It's honest. It invites repair without pressure.
Let's do a quick guided loop together. Sit or stand comfortably. Breathe once. First, listen. Notice the first emotion or sentence your inner voice gives you. Say to yourself, "I hear you."
Now name it. Softly state what you hear. "That's shame," or "That's protection." Watch how the label loosens the grip a bit.
You might say, "I'm with you," or "You're doing the best you can." Mean it as you say it. That warmth changes the tone inside.
Finally, choose 1 outward act you can actually do this day. A voice note, a 5-minute visit, bringing someone coffee, or that 2-line message I just gave you. Pick something small and do it.
That outward step completes the echo.
Three easy ways to make this stick. 1. Set a 2-minute alarm midday and run the loop once. 2. Pick one person you'll reach out to this evening. No essay, just a sincere step. 3. When your phone tugs you away, take one slow breath and ask your inner voice, "What am I afraid of missing?" Then answer with kindness and act on that answer.
I'll be honest, this won't erase deep wounds overnight. It builds muscle. Small acts done steadily change the texture of our days and the shape of our relationships. They teach us to repair without pride and to risk kindness without performance.
If you have paper near you, write this down now. Who in your life could use one small act of care this week? What one sentence of kindness could you offer your inner voice right now? Let those two answers be the seeds for action.
Remember, self-compassion is not self-centeredness. It's the soil where neighborly love grows. When we greet our inner voices with patience and curiosity, we prepare ourselves to greet other people the same way. We become people who listen, who repair, who show up.
Try the echo practice once today. Notice one small change in how you reach out. If it lands for you, try it once a day this week and see what shifts.
If this episode helped you, share it with someone who might need a gentle nudge toward repair. And if you haven't yet, subscribe so you don't miss what's next.
Love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Until next time, keep choosing love.